March 26th. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Mark 9, verse 24. When I was a teenager, I went through a period of questioning my faith. Luckily, I had an aunt who wasn't afraid of questions. Once, just before Easter, I asked Aunt Alta about Christ's resurrection. How do we know Jesus really came back from the dead? The Bible says he did, but how can we be sure those people didn't just say they saw him? Aunt Alta took me outside to a clump of gray, dead-looking bushes by the fruit cellar door, cut off a couple of branches, and brought them in the house. In 3 days, those dead-looking twigs blossomed into a profusion of bright yellow, gloriously living flowers. Then Aunt Alta explained to me that, just as the forsythia bloomed when we brought it in the house, I needed to bring Christ into the center of my life. She said that if I'd do that, I could know firsthand that the resurrection was true, because his living presence would blossom within me. Whenever I find myself thinking of Jesus only as someone who lived 2,000 years ago, I remember Aunt Alta's forsythia and try to let him back into the center of my life, where his living presence blossoms anew, dispelling my doubts. When the branches of your faith seem gray and lifeless, try bringing Christ back into the living room of your soul and let him spring to life there. Risen Christ, help me to experience the truth of your resurrection in the depths of my being.